name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful maiden. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon thy face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 years. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Amen. Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church, with thy perpetual mercy. And because of the frailty of man, without you can do nothing but fall, keep us forever by your help from all things that are hurtful to us, and lead us to all things that are profitable for our salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of the altar. What is the sacrament of the altar? Not together. It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and the wine, for us Christians to eat and to drink, instituted by Christ himself. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth and crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Holy Spirit by the wisdom or by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye also so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you is the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by works or of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? And the Scriptures foreseeth that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse of the law, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So far the epistle lesson. For the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 6. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they are? Or of which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme for this morning is Christ became a curse for us. And it's based upon our epistle lesson. And I would like to read one verse from that lesson. And that is verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So far, please be seated. The law of God is explained so often as only a guide to life. Rules and regulations by which we are to obey. The fact that God still demands perfect obedience as a prerequisite for entering heaven is rarely mentioned. The very fact that all human beings deserve eternal damnation because of our evil nature and because of our sinful lives is sometimes overlooked. Very few like to talk about that today. But it's of extreme importance that every Christian have this truth clear in our own minds if we are to fully understand the meaning of our Savior's suffering and death. This is important to understand in order to appreciate the salvation that Jesus Christ has provided and won for us. Our text this morning instructs us on this matter, for it tells us that Christ became a curse for us. In other words, he became cursed for us. The Bible assures us that all people are sinners because of original sin. The Bible speaks of sin very plainly because it is absolutely necessary for us to be aware of sin and its consequences, damnation in hell forever. I'm sure that all of us at one time or another felt quite satisfied with ourselves. And when we compare ourselves with others, well, we appear to be in very good light. But just because we feel less guilty than others, does that make us innocent? Absolutely not. Hear what God says. Cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law, and do them, and do them. Obedience in all things is what God demands. His word is plain. We are cursed if we fail to do all things that God has commanded. God doesn't say do the best you can. No. God demands us to keep all of the commandments and to keep them perfectly in thought, word, and deed. Have we done so? Well, you know the answer to that one. And since we have not done so, we cannot be saved by trying to keep the law of God. It's totally impossible. We cannot enter God's holy heaven and stand in his holy presence with his curse resting upon us. Therefore, we can conclude that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. The curse of God's law rests upon all of us. That is, the punishment that God has threatened us with because of sin. And what is that punishment? Not only is it temporal death, but it's also eternal damnation in hell. The problem today is that so many churches no longer teach this fact. They say that the church is good for building character. It stands for what is good and honest and true. They say that the church's job is to relieve society of its miseries and pain. Do all these social necessities that is necessary, but don't call people a sinner. Don't call anyone a sinner. But the fact that the church's job is to rescue people out of the grasp of the devil and save people from the eternal fires of hell has become the farthest thing from the mind of so many people today. But this thought is basic to Christian religion. This is the curse which you and I have deserved and which God has shed on us, has sent on us because of our sins. And failure to appreciate the severity of God's curse resting on us will result in a failure to appreciate the blessings of salvation which God has provided for us in and through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, while God cursed us and had every right to do so because of our sin, he also loved us cursed sinners as nobody else has ever loved anyone. He truly wanted us to share eternal life with him in heaven, and yet he had to condemn us because we are sinners. Was there any way by which God could do both? Well, by human standards, no. But God, in his infinite wisdom and love, found a way. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Let me repeat that. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. God found a substitute for us and cursed him in our place. The only person who was both willing and able to be in this curse, to take our place in this curse, was his own son, Jesus Christ. Isaiah tells it very clear, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our Father in heaven took the mountain load of our sins and transferred the entire load upon his dear Son. He did this not only with our sins, yours and mine, but also with the sins of every human being throughout all the ages of history. That's how our Heavenly Father made Christ a curse for us. He cursed him instead of cursing us. He treated him as if he had been the guilt of all evil that we have done, that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. Christ was guilty in the eyes of God. Remember how Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was hell. To be completely forsaken by God, that is hell. No wonder Jesus cried out as he did. Jesus had to suffer all those tortures if we were to be saved. God had to punish sin, but instead of punishing us who had committed the sins, he punished our substitute, his son, Jesus Christ. We can never comprehend this boundless love that God has had for us, lost and condemned and guilty sinners. Never shall we be able to fathom God's love for us. But don't let this keep us from believing it. God does not ask us to understand or to comprehend his love. All he asks us is to believe and gives us the power to do that. And for that, let us say, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Take time. pray for our communicants, but first we have a couple of special prayers. One is on behalf of Carol Engelbrecht. As we know, Ward died this past week. And his funeral will be this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock here. Let's keep Carol and the family in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come with sorrow in our hearts over the death of Ward. But it's really not a death, it's eternal life. Because of his faith in Jesus Christ, we are assured that he is now in the joys of eternal life heaven. But we are the ones who have to suffer the sorrow. We ask that you give us the strength that is needed to recognize the comfort that he is now experiencing, which has been a long time coming. We want to thank you, first of all, for having brought Ward into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, because it is through this faith that he is now enjoying eternal life in heaven. We pray that you give comfort to the family, especially to Carol, and give them the assurance that he is in the joys of heaven. Strengthen them, especially in the next few days, next few weeks. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. But give them the assurance that he is now comfortable in the joys of eternal life. We turn this family over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands, because they are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we have a prayer request on behalf of Roger Temple, Jr., not this guy here. He's having surgery, and we pray that the surgery goes well. It's hip surgery. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you on behalf of Roger Temple, Jr., who is going to have a hip surgery. First of all, we want to thank you for having given us the doctors and their knowledge to take care of our physical needs. We pray that you allow the surgery to be completely successful, that Roger can get on with his work as quickly as possible. We pray for his healing, but give him the assurance too that you are with him at all times and under all circumstances, that you have never left him at all, and that you have redeemed him along with all Christians from the damnation of hell. But give his loved ones the comfort and the strength that is so needed and can only come from you. We approach your throne on behalf of Roger Jr. and Carol. We know that they are in good hands, they are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy and are refreshed, and give them rest for their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.